Well, welcome to NewOrleansSaints.com. This is the post-game wrap from the divisional playoff game in Seattle. The Seahawks end the Saints season 23-15 here at CenturyLink Field in Seattle. Saints couldn't quite get on track offensively, and unfortunately, they end up suffering the consequences for it down the stretch here in this ballgame. Had an opportunity to come back in the second half and tie it up, but unfortunately, couldn't quite climb that hill offensively, and then had a really big defensive slip down the stretch, ends up costing them the ball game, and certainly, you know, not the way they wanted to go out. But this is a team that we have to remember was 7-9 last season, not in the playoffs. This year, finished 12-6, 11-5 during the regular season, won the first road playoff game in franchise history, come on the second round divisional playoff game here in Seattle, and drop a 23-15 game to a team that beat them 34-7 in early December. So you can see the improvement that came along during the season. You can see the improvement that came along just from December 2nd to now. So this is certainly a team that is looking forward to be building upon what they had today. Now, in this game, Seattle didn't do much offensively. Quarterback Russell Wilson, who threw for 310 yards in December, only threw for 103 yards today. However, it was running back Marshawn Lynch who got loose today. In December, he ran 16 times for 45 yards. Today, 28 for 140 and two touchdowns, and those were critical, some of them big runs against the Saints defense. The Saints were able to cobble it together offensively in the second half. Drew Brees, quarterback, threw for 34 yards in the first half, ended up with 309 yards and a touchdown. And also the Saints rushed the ball effectively, 26 times for 108 yards. All those things are positives. All those things are looking forward going into next season. But again, as we say, you can look at Coach Payton's press conference. We live streamed it. It's also here on NewOrleansSaints.com. We'll have Drew Brees a little bit later. But both of those guys and the rest of the locker room says while there was improvement made, they're a little bit disappointed because they wanted this game. They wanted to come to Seattle and show the improvement. Weren't able to get the victory and move on to the NFC Championship game, which would have been a road game for the Saints again. But they were able to show significant improvement just from December to January and also from the beginning of the season to now, and certainly from last season to this season, where I say they had the 7-9 record without Coach Payton last year, 12-6 with him this year. First road playoff game in franchise history. First road playoff win, in franchise history. So many things to build upon for this team, for this franchise as they move forward. A lot of young players on this team, young guys like running back Kyrie Robinson, as well as wide receiver Kenny Stills, and the veteran core that comes back along with them when you're talking about a Drew Brees and a Zach Strief and those named characters. So, again, we're going to wrap up here the season in Seattle at CenturyLink Field here at the post-game wrap. I'm John DeShazer. This is NewOrleansSaints.com.